We're learning the laws of Birchas Haperos. The Mechaber continues, Al HaSukar, which on the bottom translates it as Sukar, sugar. Same thing. Mevarech Shehakol. So when it comes to sugar, the bracha that one makes when you eat sugar is Shehakol. And not only that, V'chein, so too, Motzeis Konim Misukos, Shehakol. So too, if you have these Konim, which is a cane, which is sugar cane, also the bracha is Shehakol. And the Mishnah Berura, quoting the words of the Rambam, explains this. Perush is to explain what is sugar. It's interesting. He says, Shibarat, so some Gedalim Konim Misukim, that there in certain lands there were these reeds, canes, which would grow, and they would be very sweet. The Sochatim Osam, and they would really squeeze them or crush them. Mavashlim Mayhem, and then they would cook it, bake it, Ad Shiyikbe V'yidmal HaMelech, until finally it reaches the final stage of it being this grainy source, which is similar to salt. And some of us may have accidentally, in their coffee, put some salt in instead of sugar, which I've done more than once. But the bracha is Shehakol, as Mishnah Berurah says, Delo Adife Midvash Tamarim. Now, even though, of course, when it comes to dates, the bracha is not Shehakol, but the honey which comes forth from dates, in which the blessing which is found in Eretz Yisrael, that it's a land of flowing of milk and honey, specifically it's referring to Dvash Tamarim. And it's referring to the dates with the honey which comes forth from dates. In that situation, that honey is Shehakol. Literally, it's considered like it's the moisture, the sweat, or which comes forth from these fruits. So you're not actually eating the fruit itself, which of course would be a different bracha, but since you're eating that which comes forth from it, the bracha is shahakol when it comes to date honey. Certainly, as the Rambam says, this item, since it's been changed, its form, because of the process of the cooking and the whole process of the making sugar, therefore the bracha is shahakol. And he continues and says, also when it comes to sugar cane, gam cane mitam hanal, for the same reason, dohakone ba'atzmo hu eats ba'alma, the efshel achlo. A person would take the sugar cane in its raw form. It's not something in which one eats. And therefore, it's only once it is processed. And therefore, for that reason, the bracha is shahakol. But Donny says you should know. The afsha shulchan aruch stam dina di al hasukar v'al konim birchas shahakol. Even the shulchan aruch doesn't have anyone who disagrees with this opinion, and clearly the bracha is shahakol. Be'emes, truthfully speaking, and this is brought down in other halachas farm as well. Be'emes yesh mazed deos bein harishonim. If there are certain opinions, that because it's not so clear cut, even though we paskin in fact that the bracha is shahakol, nonetheless, not everyone actually felt that it's such a simple thought, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And because, as we've seen in previous cases, when we're not sure which bracha is said, after delving into all the halachos, in that situation, we take the most generic of the doubts. In this situation, would be the bracha of shahakol, where a person certainly has fulfilled their obligation of making that bracha. Ulam b'di'evet im berach brei priyo eitz o brei priyo ha'adama yotza. But if a person would make a bracha of ha'eitz on sugar cane, or when it comes to with beets, which is another form of the producing of sugar, the bracha of hadama, you are yotza. But again, this is only b'di'evet. But again, l'chadchil, preferably, one should follow that which the Shulchan Aruch says, that on the bracha of sugar, the bracha is shahakol.